So I'm just kind of curious. Obviously, there are a lot of specific variables that would go into this, but let's just say you're looking at a patient who's ERPR positive, doesn't have super aggressive disease, bone only, for example, metastatic disease, who says, statistically, what's the chance they're going to be alive in 2, 5, or 10 years? Not that there aren't many people who want to ask that kind of a question, but I'm curious if somebody asked you that, how you'd answer it.
That's a tough one. We can provide the means and averages, but I don't think that we really have that much data sliced and diced that precisely to be able to predict that for patients.
What about identifying the longer term, these 20, 25% of patients who make it to 5 years? Do we know who they are or what types of tumors they have?
I mean, my clinical suspicion is it's just the patient you described. It's the older patients with strongly ER-positive, PR-positive tumors, bone-only disease, soft tissue disease. I mean, we know that those are good prognostic factors for survival for patients with metastatic disease. Or additionally, patients with long disease-free intervals. So patients who have relapses 15 years or 20 years after their primary tend to have very indolent disease course.
What fraction of patients make it out to 5 years who have no evidence of disease or still in complete clinical remission or go into clinical remission and stay there for at least 5 years? You all have published on that, but that was more in the pre-adjuvant chemo era. Right now, what do we know about that?
I think the best data we have is still the older studies that we have from Anderson, and that it was only about 3% that were still out in complete remission. But the 3% tail continued out almost up to 20 years. So there really were these patients who had complete responses who hadn't recurred for very long periods of time. Unfortunately, it's a really tiny minority of patients.
I'm curious what your perspective is sort of globally on sort of the direction of clinical research in breast cancer. Where do you see things heading, and do you think we're heading in the right direction?
I think we are heading in the right direction. It's hard not to be encouraged with the changes over the past couple of years that we've seen with the new targeted agents that have come out. The ASCO, when all the trastuzumab data was presented, was really one of the most exciting experiences I've sat through or lived through. But I think that's generally the direction. I think most people are looking to try to subclassify breast cancer into more and more different types and then have appropriate therapies for each type of breast cancer rather than treating it globally just as one disease. That makes a lot of sense, especially given the heterogeneity of the survival experience that we were just discussing. We know there are patients who have really aggressive disease, and we know there are patients that have really indolent disease, and clinically, it doesn't feel like one disease, and I think biologically, we're getting more information to back that up.